Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Seagull India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Jain from Orient Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Alric. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Seagull India Limited. To discuss this quarter's business performance, we have from the management Mr. Ramnik Sehgal, Managing Director, and Mr. Bhagat Singh, Group CFO. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on company's website and stock exchanges. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening comments, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the quarter three and the 9 months financial year 25 earnings call of Seagull India Limited. Our financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchanges. I hope you had a chance to review them. Joining with me is Mr. Bharat Singh, as the CFO. I would like to begin by talking about the union budget of 2025-26. The finance minister has laid out the strategic vision aimed at accelerating India's economic growth with a strong emphasis on infrastructure as a key driver for Viksit Bharat 2047. Despite global economic challenges, India remains the fastest growing major economy with GDP growth projected 6.3% and 6.8%. This resilience highlights the strength of our economic fundamentals. The government's commitment to infrastructure development is evident in the 11.2 lakh crore allocation, which marks a 10% increase over the revised estimated for the current financial year. A new asset monetization plan is expected to unlock value from public assets, while infrastructure ministries will introduce a 3-year project pipeline, enabling execution under PPP mode. Additionally, the budget includes an outlay of 1.5 lakh crore for 50 years interest-free loans to states and aims at the capital expenditure and reform incentive. The second asset monetization plan for 25 to 30, targeting rupees 10 lakh crore in capital generation for the new infrastructure project. The budget underscores the government's long-term vision for infrastructure-led growth, and we at Seagull India Limited are well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities. Now turning on to our performance, the company has delivered a healthy operating performance in quarter three and the first 9 months of financial year 25. With a well-diversified portfolio of EPC and HAM projects, we have not only reinforced our leadership in the highway road sector, but also successfully expanded into new areas, specialized structures, including metros, railways, elevated roads, airport runways, and tunnels. Looking at the financials, our consolidated revenue from operations, including bonus and royalty, rose to 24,053 million in 9 months, financial year 25, marking a solid 16.3% growth year-on-year growth from 20,687 million in 9 months, financial year 24. A 9 month financial year data stood at 3,716 million. With a healthy margin of 15.4%, and the PAT grew by 9.2% to 2142 million from 1962 million in 9 months, financial year 24. A strong financial position is further validated by India Ratings and Research, which has assigned us a long-term rating of AA- stable for funding, working capital limits, and India A1 plus short-term or non-funded working capital limit. These ratings highlight our improving scale of operations, strong cash flow, and overall financial stability. As of December 30th, 2024, we have a robust order book of 1,17,025 million, reflecting a healthy bill-to-book ratio. Our order book composition is 18.8% from highway. This includes elevated roads, special structures, flyovers, tunnels, 12.7% from railway and metro, 1.2% from bus terminal, and 0.3% from airport runway. Now let me provide an update on a key ongoing project. A Delhi-Saharanpur highway border project is almost completed with 99.7% complete progress as per the schedule. The Mathu project will be 85% completion, while the Gunto-Lape structures are almost at completion stage. The Delhi-Amritsar Katra is 84% done and Ludhiana-Roopnagar is almost 82% done. On the HAM front, Mandi-Dabai project is nearly completion at 97% and Gunto-Lape stands at 80%. We expect to complete these projects ahead of schedule, which positions us for potential early completion. Our testament to our team's efficiency and dedication, the remaining HAM projects are waiting their appointed date. We are expecting that in month of March, we should have started our one of the HAM projects. Additionally, we have received an NEC of 283 million gross from NHAI for our first HAM project, Nalodapur-Saduwali, which was completed ahead of schedule. Also, the company has recently emerged the L1 bidder for development of 6-lane greenfield present Ludhiana bypass under hybrid energy mode. The project cost is 923 crores. Looking ahead, we have already bid for project worth 16,000 crores, spanning railways, metros, structured projects, and national highways. We are also actually exploring new verticals to fuel the future growth. Over the years, we have consistently maintained the double-digit EBITDA margin. With a strong resource-based and execution capabilities, we are confident in delivering another year of solid performance. In conclusion, CMBA remains dedicated to creating value for our stakeholders, customers, and shareholders. We are confident that our focus on innovation, diversification, and operation excellence will propel our growth in coming years. Thank you for your support and trust in CMBA Limited. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Bhagat Singh, our Group CFO, who will provide the overall review of the financial performance. Over to you, Mr. Bhagat.
Thank you, Ramnik sir. Good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the financial highlights for Q3 and first 9 months of FY25. Starting with the standalone financials of Q3 FY25, our revenue from operations, excluding bonus and royalties, stood at 8,101 million, reflecting a 10.3% year-on-year growth from 7,342 million in Q3 FY24. EBITDA, excluding bonus and royalty, came in at 1,049 million, up 3.4% from 1,014 million last year, with an EBITDA margin of 12.9% for the quarter. Our PAT for Q3 FY25 stood at 682 million compared to rupees 748 million in Q3 FY24. On the debt front, our gross standalone debt stood at 4,285 million, which includes rupees 226 million in equipment term loan, rupees 3,206 million in term loans, and rupees 852 million in working capital loans. Now moving on to the consol numbers for Q3 FY25, revenue from operations, excluding bonus and royalty, reached at 8,300, marking a 20.2% year-on-year increase from 6,910 million in Q3 FY24. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 1,232 million compared to rupees 1,357 million last year, with an EBITDA margin of 14.8%. PAT for Q3 FY25 came in at rupees 708 million with a net margin of 8.5%. On consolidated basis, our gross debt stood at rupees 11,420 million, which includes rupees 480 million in equipment term loan, rupees 3,921 million in term loans, rupees 6,069 million in HAM term loans, and rupees 946 million in working capital loans. Our net debt equity ratio remains very competitive and comfortable at 0.4 times for the period ended 9 months FY25. Coming to the working capital, our net working capital days stood at 66 days as on 31st December 2024. This is a calculated considering the inventory days, WIP position, receivable and vendor payments. In terms of project execution, we currently have 22 ongoing projects with a total order book value of ₹1,17,025 million. This includes 14 EPC projects, 7 HAM projects and 1 BOT project, spanning roads, highways, tunnels, railways, metros, airport, runways and bus terminals. Notably, NHAI projects account for 79.6% of our total order book. With a strong order pipeline, a stable credit rating and a government continued focus on infrastructure development, we are very well positioned to drive strong revenue growth and long-term success. With this, I conclude my remarks and thanks all our esteemed stakeholders, including our employees, business partners, vendors, auditors, bankers, for their wholehearted support in the long-term growth journey of the company. On behalf of Siegel India Limited, I thank everyone for attending this call. Now I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, management. So my first question is, we have saw a fall in EBITDA margins from 15.1% in Q3 FY24 to 13% in Q3 FY25. So what would be the reason for that?
Sir, our EBITDA margin, if you see, so we have already given the guidance that the pure EBITDA margin, that is from the perception of pure EBITDA margins, would range from 12.5% to 13%. So our pure EBITDA margin is lined with our guidance. If you see the quarter-to-quarter EBITDA, pure EBITDA margin, then you will find that our EBITDA, pure EBITDA margin, varies within the range itself, within the guidance. It was for Q3 FY25, we have achieved EBITDA margin of 12.90%, and for 9 months ended FY25, we have achieved the EBITDA margin 12.80%, which is within the guided number.
Okay, sir. And sir, we are seeing an increase in working capital days from 45 days in FY24 to 66 days in FY25 till date. So why there is an increase in this working capital?
Sir, I would like to comment that the working capital is a very churning number and it moves totally to number to number basis. And moreover, this number is as on 31st December, like whatever billing has been done. Our average working capital cycle is from 40 to 50 days only. It includes debtors and inventories and vendors also. So it is a number as we speak, but on an average, we are maintaining the working capital cycle of 40 to 50 days.
Okay, sir. And sir, what would the order pipeline for the remaining year in Q4 FY24?
We have already informed that in the call itself that we have an order pipeline of 16,000 crores. Yes.
Order pipeline is close to 13,000 crores and we just quoted for new tenders worth 16,000 crores.
Okay, sir. And sir, why there is a delay in execution of the Greenfield Amritsar Connectivity EPC project? I mean, the status I could see on this on the presentation is 0%.
Which project did you again repeat?
Hello.
Which project are you talking about? Which project?
I'm talking about Greenfield Amritsar Connectivity EPC project.
Okay, so Amritsar Katra project, all the milestones were achieved well before the time period. We've already executed the project which was handed over as a land. The project which is not yet completed, the land is not handed over to us by the government. We are ahead of schedule. We have completed all our milestones ahead of schedule. And the land which is not available is only the balance work. Yes, we've already done. We've already 84%.
All right, sir. Got it. That answers my question. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from M&S Associates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, I have some questions. Firstly, can you please throw some light on our executed versus unexecuted order book?
So there are a lot of projects, as in number, there will be, if you start counting 2015 number. So specifically, if you want to ask us, we are almost in 10 states now. So particularly, if you want to ask us some questions on some ongoing work, or you want me to talk on everything, because the list is and it's there in the investor presentation. We've already uploaded in the investor presentation.
Okay.
Yes. 15 EPC projects, 7 HAM projects, the total 22 projects.
Okay, I'll go through that. Sir, my next question is, we see the Q3 FY25 numbers in comparison to FY24 Q3 numbers, they have kind of dropped. So is it because of execution problem or the projects are delayed? Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a technical issue. I would request you all to stay online while I reconnect. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reconnected with the management. And sir, you can go ahead and respond to Sahil Vora. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello. Yes, Sahil, you can continue with your questions, please.
Yes, sir, my next question was, compared to the Q3 FY24 numbers, the Q3 FY25 numbers have dropped. So is that because of the project execution problems or the projects are delayed in general? That I wanted to know.
Sir, see, number one thing, there is no drop. We have already given a guidance in our earlier calls also. We need to look at the total EBITDA margin of the company in two ways. One is the pure EBITDA margin from EPC execution. We have given a guidance of 12.5% to 13%, which ranges from which will remain consistent on every quarter to quarter. Now, when you talk about the total EBITDA includes pure EPC EBITDA plus other income, that is FDR income, royalty income or bonus income, which is irregular and which depend upon quarter to quarter or nature of the work. So now if you see the quarter 3 now FY25 and quarter 3 FY24, we derived an EBITDA excluding royalty and bonus 13.80. Quarter 3 FY25, we derived the margin of 12.90. So it is within the line, the guidance we have given. So there is no drop. It is within the EBITDA because on an annualized basis, we are targeting to achieve the pure EBITDA margin of 12.5 to 13%. Over and above that, including other income, bonus and royalty, we are targeting to achieve the aggregate margin of 14.5 to 15.5%. So on a quarter-to-quarter basis, whatever margin we derive, it depends upon the project which was executed within that quarter and the quantum of the work which has been done for that respective project. So the EBITDA may vary from quarter to quarter, but two things need to be noticed. Number one, the pure EPC EBITDA will be remaining consistent in line with the guided number. Number two, whatever annual projections we have given, the company is fully in line with it and we would be able to achieve the annual guided number in terms of turnover and EBITDA margins.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So my last question is, the NHAI orders have been muted for a long time. How do you see the NHAI bidding picking up in the last quarter and say next 1 or 2 years, if you can shed some light on that?
So, you know, we have got two Ayodhya projects worth 2,700 crores. We have just got we are L1 in Southern Bypass, which is 923 crores. So, besides being muted, also we've got a contract worth 3,400 crores. And NHAI website would have contracts more than 50,000 crores live on their site. I think the way they are growing, it'll be around 80 to 1 lakh crores before 31st March. And I don't see any dearth of business in NHAI. Yes, due to some certain policy change, they now have to take the cabinet approval and things are getting approved. If you see, in last two quarters also, they've approved close to 55,000 or 60,000 crores of the project. And a lot of work is coming. A lot of good changes are coming, which will be healthier for companies like us. And, you know, the way we have guided our investors that we will be getting projects worth 5,000 crores this year, we've already, you know, close to our target. And we still have about 2 months balance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That sounds promising. That's it from my end. Thank you and all the very best. Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, on the interest cost side, so we have seen a sharp reduction in the interest cost from 20 crores in Q2 to 10 crores in Q3 at standalone level. So our debt has increased on quarter-on-quarter basis. So what has led to this sharp reduction in interest cost?
So primarily, the point is two things. Post IPO, the company has aggressively taken up with all its bankers for the reduction of the margin. So the company is successfully able to reduce the margin. For the availment of the working capital limit, the company is providing a margin of 20% against the total sanction to the various member banks. So post IPO, in the month of August itself, we have requested the banks to reduce the margin from 20% to 10%. The resultant would be the amount parked in the FDR, which is yielding me an FDR return of 6% or 6.5%, we are successfully able to release it from the banks and utilize the resultant inflow to support the NWC and the long-term equity. So the amount that we garnered from the release of SDR that has been utilized to reduce the utilization, which resulted in the saving of the financial cost. This is the first part. Another factor which contributed to the reduction was we have been successfully able to get a sanction of approximately 700 plus crore plus from insurance companies. So we have got a line from insurance companies in the form of surety bond and bid bond, for which we need not to pay any margin to the insurance company. As we speak, again 700 crore, 20% margin release equivalent to 140 crore. So this is again an amount which we got released from the banks and utilized it to reduce the working capital utilization. So all these factors put together, they have contributed towards reduction in the interest cost. Third factor, which was primarily important to be noticed, on account of listing of the company, the various member banks of the company, they have revised their charges, so funded interest for interest rates as well as the BG charges. So that funded interest reduction, that has also helped us to reduce the interest cost. And as you mentioned, you have seen the debt amount to increase. I would like to inform you that on quarter-to-quarter basis, whenever a new project was started or whenever we reach at a particular level, the company avails either a small amount of working capital to utilize, to mobilize the resources, or we avail more term loans from the bank at a rate of 9% or 9.10% to mobilize the resources, which further cost reduced from the future collections of the project. So this is a journey of a company. Slowly, in a particular quarter, whenever there is a requirement to mobilize the resources, you may find a debt, but that drastically got reduced from the collection. If you have gone through my press release, we have mentioned that the total debt equity ratio still stands at 0.4, which is within the comfortable range of the company.
Okay, sir. So what would be our average cost of debt right now?
Average cost of debt somewhere would be close to 8.75%.
And what debt are we targeting by the year end?
In terms of you are targeting me the targeted ROI or in terms of, pardon?
In value, gross debt.
In value terms, our debt, standalone debt as we speak is 4,285 million. So we are expecting that by 31st March there would be a decline further, but 300 to 400 crores in the same number.
300 to 400 crores.
Oh, yes, yes. So it will be close.
I didn't get it. 430 crores will go down to 100 crores by year end.
Yeah, because sir, see, my approvals are consistent. So by the March quarter, we are expecting that we would be able to release further SDRs from the bank, which will support us to reduce the existing utilization.
Okay, okay. So secondly, what CAPEX have we done in 9 months and what is our 25 and 26 target for CAPEX?
We have already raised 99 crores for the CAPEX purpose, which we have successfully utilized in line with the IPO requirement we have shared. So this is what we intend to do for this year. Remaining, there is no major CAPEX plan, but yes, on an average for maintenance purpose, if there is hardly any requirement, it would be within the range of 20 to 25 crores per year. But as we have already mentioned in our IPO and our past earning call, Seagull is an asset-light company. So we don't invest much in fixed assets. We prefer to take the assets on lease on a higher basis.
On buyback. So for 25, the CAPEX is 100 crores.
25, it is in line with the IPO. This is not a fresh CAPEX. I repeat, this is not a fresh CAPEX. We are just deploying the fund which we raised in the IPO.
Okay. So lastly, on the appointed date side, so when do we expect to receive the appointed dates for VRK 11 and VRK 12?
So VRK 12, we are expecting we should get VRK 12 in the month of March. Mobilization is already happening. Stage 1 permission is there of the forest. We are really expecting things are going very positive and good. And in terms of Ayodhya, we should expect, maximum 2 months' time, we should have appointed it.
So for both Ayodhya projects and for VRK 12, it is March.
Yes.
And for VRK 11?
VRK 11 might take another 2-3 months.
So it will be in first quarter of next year.
Yeah, but we are very, with new, these three projects starting only, are at least a new water book of 30,000 crores will be added.
Correct. And sir, on the guidance front, what revenue growth are we targeting for FY25 and 26?
Sorry?
What revenue growth are we targeting for 25 and 26?
So we have always guided our investors that we should always have organic growth of around 15-20%. You know, you should see from last year, in 9 months also, the growth is there. And this quarter also, the same kind of growth will be there. And we want to be a little conservative. It's better to have a better growth than rather than, you know, getting on aggressive numbers.
So you maintain our 15-20% growth guidance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So lastly, on the core EBITDA margins, so we mentioned that it should be in the range of 12.5% to 13%. So going ahead in 2026 and 2027, can there be a further expansion, or 13% is capped at the EPC level?
So Weber, what we can, we have already informed that our guided number is 12.5% to 13% pure EPC margin that we are targeting. Yes, we are entering into the new domains, which may provide an additional alpha to the company, but being a conservative company, so we are always, we believe that the margin would be playing within 12.5% to 13%. But yes, whenever the actualization crosses the targeted or benchmark number, we would be informing the investors and reporting the actualized profits.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Kriplani from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I think I missed the number which you told, like, from the NHAI pipeline. What was that number? What is the NHAI pipeline right now?
So our order book value is only around 80% from NHAI pipeline, and we have already got two projects of Ayodhya, which is worth 2,500 crores, and we are L1 in Southern Bypass, which is 923 crores. So if you see, close to 3,400 crores we have got from NHAI. These are HAM projects, all three.
And what is the, like, if you are expecting the more projects coming from NHAI, like, if you can highlight something on bid pipeline?
So if you see NHAI pipeline, we have already quoted projects worth 16,000 crores, and NHAI would be more than 50%. And a lot of good projects are already in the pipeline, which we have to bid in next 2 months. And, you know, NHAI always have a target to issue LOI on 31st March or before 31st March. So they also have certain targets. So I'm really positive about a lot of things, but, you know, you can't guide those for future. But, you know, whatever we guided our investors that we will be achieving 5,000 crore target, we've already near to 4,700 crores. You know, we've already got two Ayodhya bypass for 2,700 crores. 900 crores we have got this Bhubaneswar metro, 3,400. Then 923 crores we have got a new Southern bypass, which is 4 to 44, and about 150 crores is a bus terminal. So we have already crossed 4,700 crores, and our 16,000 crore is another quoted tender. So we are expecting good results by end of this financial year. We still have 2 months now.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
Okay. Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Gupta from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Ramneek and Mr. Bhagat. Congratulations on the results.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My query is, you have shared some segmental-wise data, so in which you have EPC and then annuity projects. So again, the annuity projects for the December quarter, the segment results, that is the EBITDA, it's showing at 3 crores, and for the 9 months, it's showing at 16 crores. In the presentation, it is mentioned that there was a profit of 20 crores. So I'm unable to reconcile the numbers, if you can help me.
So the point is this, that this 20 crores refers to the profit. So if you see how the contract numbers are derived, so one is a standalone number, which is duly mentioned. After standalone numbers, there are subsidiaries and SPVs. SPVs are a HAM project. So whenever we have one SPV, that is Manohar Dabhaur Saduwali, which is completed last year, 6th June. So which is already completed and the company has already received the annuity. So once you prepare the console result, so profit of the SPV also added up to the console number. So this 20 crores of profit, which we have given a note in the press release, this pertains to the profit of the Manohar Dabhaur Saduwali SPV, which was consolidated into the consolidated balance sheet, and this 19.6% profitability includes this profit.
Okay. Just one further question. Now, you have already mentioned regarding the, you know, appointment dates expected for few of the HAM projects. Mandi, Dabwali and Jalbera, Shahbad, when is the PCOD expected for these projects?
So, Bathinda, Dabwali, we're expecting to complete it by next month. So, we should get the COD before May.
Before May. And Jalbera, Shahbad?
It'll be ahead of schedule. Our appointed date was approximately 11th August. It'll be ahead of schedule.
Okay. And Jalbera, Shahbad?
Jalbera also the same line. Maximum would be May end.
Okay. And Ludhiana, Bathinda, I think this project has been awarded some time back. Any update on appointment date for this project?
So, you know, the agreement has been done, I think, last month. We have 5 months for the financial closure. So the 5 months would end close to May. And I'm targeting around that time we should be getting it. Maximum would be the second quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
So just want to reconfirm one number. So including the 5 HAM and Amritsar Katra project which we have, which are currently not functional in terms of construction, what is the order book under construction at this point of time?
One second. If we just remove Spur 2, which is 1,071 crores, and the other one is 90 crores, 2,000, and 45, it should be around close to 5,000 crores.
Okay, understand. And of that, you said both the Ayodhya projects plus the Varanasi 12
yeah.
will come up in March.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So let's say if we take that, are we still on track for that 15% growth for this year? Because earlier assumption was that Ayodhya will come up in January and we'll be able to execute some bit in this quarter.
No. We still are trying to do something in March. We still are trying because we have already started mobilizing and we are targeting to close the financial closure very soon. And good thing is we are really, really positive about Ayodhya because Ayodhya is a very important project for government, both the government, center and state government. And, you know, it is like a kind of an iconic project for them, Ayodhya. So I'm really positive about Ayodhya. And achieving a 15% is not a challenge at all.
Understand. And given that all of this will come through and then Ludhiana is also expected by, let's say, the second quarter, next year should be way higher than 15-20%, right? That's the right assumption.
I still would say that for our guidance, 15-20% would be there. We would like to do work hard and deliver more, but let it happen. Because we don't want to guide anything. We want to guide less and deliver more.
Sure. Okay. One
we definitely try to deliver more.
Sure, sir. And so one question on margins. So 12.5 to 13 EPC is absolutely fine. But in terms of existing projects which are completing, what sort of visibility we have for bonuses for the coming, let's say, few quarters?
So I am expecting HAM projects we should have bonus. You know, if you see, company has been achieving all the milestones ahead of schedule. It's just when the government is unable to, you know, deliver us a project or land for the project, there sometimes, you know, you were working with a client. So you, since you have to work with them, you have to understand the site condition also. It's not government never wanted to, they don't try to give us the land. Sometimes circumstances are there, local problems or something, where you have to understand the client and you have to work with them. Otherwise, all our HAM projects, the first HAM project was completed 8 months ahead of schedule and we have got bonus. Second HAM project, again, completed before time. Third also before time.
Understand. That's helpful. And just one last question on your bidding strategy. So let's say if there are BOT projects, what is our strategy for BOT projects in terms of bidding?
So So, you know, we are very conservative in terms of the BOT. We have a lot of opportunities on the market where they want us to either give us certain small amount of stake for 26% or they want to take us on role as an EPC contractor. We are open to that kind of work. But, you know, we already have a good order pipeline and order book right now with us. And besides that, we've been bidding for four iconic projects. One of our iconic projects is going to open on 6, where only 4 bidders have qualified. It's a Delhi railway station. That's worth 2,400 crores. So we have already bid in the joint venture. And, you know, it's one of the largest railway stations of the country. So, you know, as I said before and Garage before, that we always like to add verticals in Seagull's forte. And we've been doing that. We have just quoted for a 1,200 crore project in Kolkata, which is a tunneling project, which is in cut and cut, cover and cut cover method. Because, you know, we are just about to complete our tunneling project, which is in Jammu Kashmir. You know, in the last 20 years, so many companies have gone bust executing projects in Ramban Banyan. We are one of the companies who have almost about to complete this tunnel project of 6,200 meters. And, I mean, after that, May and June, we should have a completion certificate. And we are bidding more towards tunneling projects. So if you see, we have about more than 9 verticals with Seagull. So it is very important for us to go into BOT. If we bid in BOT, we will be very conservative. We will be taking care of everything, all aspects before bidding. Because we already have about 10 HAM projects with us. And 3 projects are going to be completed. And we don't have any pressure of bidding anywhere like that, and we are very comfortable at bidding. And I said before that 5,000 crore we guided all our investors, and we have already touched 4,700 crore. And we have already called for 16,000 crore for projects. So, I mean, I don't think the order book value has ever been a challenge for CEO.
Understand. That's helpful, sir. Thanks for this, and best of luck for the coming quarters. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for the question.
I would like to revisit my revert on the term loan repayment query of ever. So, apologies, there was a mistake in the revert. So, the query was the debt reduction that we are projecting for the next till March. So, as far as the total debt of standalone is concerned, it is 4,285. The working capital utilization as we speak is 85 crores. We are expecting to remain it within the limit. As far as the term loans are concerned, so the debt payment would be in the line with the repayment schedule sanctioned by the bank. But I would like to reconfirm that the overall debt-equity ratio of the company would remain on standalone basis within the range of 0.35 to 0.45. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, on that Ayodhya projects and Varanasi projects, how much incremental working capital is required? And how much advanced mobilization for these projects?
Sir, as far as the Varanasi project, you're talking about the additional working capital requirement for Ayodhya and Varanasi?
Yes, sir.
So it depends upon the time of we got the AD. So if you talk about Ayodhya, so we are expecting that both the projects will start. We will be able to get the appointed date in the month of March, this quarter, February, sorry. So we feel that total requirement of against both the HAM project would be close to 250 crores, which the company would be able to meet partially through the internal accrual, plus the release of FDS from the banks, and in case the need arises, the company would be able to avail the mob advance from the banks. And as far as the Varanasi is concerned, the total requirement would be close to 220 crores. But I just would like to say that this is the total requirement of working capital on the entire project. The actual cash flow requirement would depend upon the schedule G and schedule H, whatever we need to create and what is the source of the fund. So this is a total quantum I'm just informing, which will be requiring over a period of 2 years.
Got it, sir. So how much unused limits do we have?
Unused limits. So if you talk about the fund-based limit, so we have a quantum of 125 crores unutilized as we speak.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
You're talking about unutilized fund-based limit or unutilized non-fund-based limits?
Sir, fund-based limit. Could you share both the limits? That would be really helpful.
So basically, we have, fund base I have already informed, as far as the non-fund base is concerned, so we already have approximately 700 to 800 crores of the limits from existing banks, plus we have 1300 crores of the lines sanctioned by the insurance companies for bidding, surety bond or bid bond. So as far as the total working capital limit is concerned, the company doesn't have any challenge. We have adequate amount of support from banks as well as from the insurance companies. And also, we have this IPO proceeds of 140 crores, that is, which we have raised in the month of August. The amount of 140 crores, which we have raised for general corporate purpose, that FDR is also lying with the company, which can be utilized either for NWC or a long-term equity inclusion. So that is an additional liquidity support.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. Sir, what is the equity that you invested total till December in all the projects?
Talking about all the three projects, so totally we have invested 247 crores in all the three HAM projects.
So the last quarter number was 260 odd crores as of September, including Malod.
Malod, I can give you a bifurcation of HAM-wise. The Seagull Malod, we have invested 99.23 crores. Seagull Bathinda Dabali, we have invested 184.09 crores. Seagull Jalvera, we have invested 64.61 crores. Total is 247.93 crores.
And sir, Moga Barnala, VRK 11 and 12, we have invested some part, right?
No, not yet. The investment would be in line with the whenever we got an appointed date.
Okay. And sir, secondly, what is the pending equity that we have to infuse as of December? And what is the timeline for that annually?
Come again, please. So, sorry, please repeat.
So, as of December, how much equity do we have to infuse, which is remaining?
As far as this Ayodhya, both the HAM projects are concerned, so we have to infuse 350 crores. As well as Varanasi is concerned, we are supposed to invest 290 crores.
Over a period of
next 2.5 years.
Yeah, 290 crores, right, for Varanasi?
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, sir, what is our trade receivables number?
Another important point is we already have 84 crores of FDR, which is parked in the Malotavar Sadhuvali SPV. That is the amount which is lying there in the form of FDR. So company is also discussing with the banks to release the same so that we can upstream it and utilize it for the future cash flow purposes.
Okay. Sir, lastly, what is our trade receivable number? It was around 900 crores as of September.
Just a second. Can you allow me a minute to give it?
So basically, I wanted a trade receivables number, and of that, what is the HAM SPV debtor number? So we were targeting some reduction of around 300-400 crores in Q3. So what is the status of that?
No, allow. We have your email ID. So I'll email you the total debtor number of Seagull India Limited on standalone basis as well as the debtor number for SPVs, right? Or as on 31st December.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prince Chaudhary from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, I want to understand from the competition intensity point of view. Like, due to increase in competition, do we see decline in project margins?
So, hi. Thank you for the question. So, you know, we are present in almost 10 states. Geography-wise, we have grown ourselves so well. And secondly, we have almost 8-10 verticals. So, if we are not getting projects in road, we are getting in elevated. Not getting work in elevated, getting in railway, not railway, then airports, not airports, then we have tunneling. We have so many verticals and so many states as geography that what we have done is we've increased our bidding process. Like, for example, if you're bidding for 16,000 crore, it's not necessary that we have to get all 16,000 crore. We can get 2 or 3 or 4,000 crore. But we have to bid as per our guided two-digit EBITDA margins. And, you know, The market is so huge I have already spoken that 10 lakh crore is expenditure, 11 lakh crore is expenditure across the country. We, if we wish and we want to bid also, then also we can't bid more than 70, 80,000 crore or 1 lakh crore a year. So we are hardly bidding 10% of the entire country. And from getting 15,000 crore or 10,000 crore of the project is very, very easy. And the only thing is we have availability of credit lines in terms of BG limits. We have availability of insurance bonds. So what we have done is we've been just bidding in all verticals, all geographies, and we've been successful also. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Ted. Answer my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunidhi Joshi from AG Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Please, ma'am.
So Bihar with a share of around 18% of Seagull's total order book as of December 31st has received significant infrastructure allocations in this Union Budget 2025, including 26,000 crores for expressway projects. So how does Seagull plan to leverage this opportunity to expand its presence in this region?
Ma'am, we are very excited for Bihar. We've already present in Bihar. We are already doing 3 projects in Bihar. We are doing the country's longest elevated in Bihar, Danapur Bita. And I'm happy to share our first milestone. We have achieved 78 days ahead of schedule. We are doing an ADB project. Again, that's a structure work. We are building a bridge over Kosi. Then there's another work which is we're building a double-decker flyover in heart of the Bihar city. So we are very well equipped. In fact, one of the contracts, we were L2 with a difference of 5 crores. So Bihar is a favorite state and we are really looking forward to Bihar. We have already established ourselves so well and we are one of the favorite contractors also these days because, you know, we've been delivering our projects before time and Bihar always, there's been a condition people take projects and they don't complete for years. So we have an edge there and we are really looking forward to Bihar, UP, Jharkhand. But Bihar is on our top list. Thank you.
Okay. So that sounds promising. And also you mentioned that the company has bid for projects worth 16,000 crores. So could you please provide a breakdown of the segments in which we have placed our bids? Additionally, could you give an estimate of the total order value we expect to secure by end of 2025?
So, first question, can I get your email? Our team can send you the email reply for the percentage because it will be very difficult to tell you whether the project was 16,000 crores. I can tell you about few projects like we have quoted for a 2,500 crores New Delhi Railway Station. Then we have quoted for a 1,300 crore project which is Kolkata Underground Metro, which is like cut and cover tunneling. So these are the prominent projects which we have bid, and the entire detail in terms of which area we have quoted or which is state, we can send an email to you. Second question is, can you repeat the second question?
So additionally, if you can provide an estimate of the total order value we expect to secure by 2025.
Yeah, this is a good question. So we have guided our investors that we will be getting 5,000 crore in this financial year. We've already crossed 4,700 crores and we've already quoted for 16,000 crores. So, I mean, whatever we have said, we will cross that. So, we still have 2 months with us. So, we've already achieved 90% of what we've guided our investors.
Oh, okay, sir. And what IRR do you expect in HAM before selling this project?
So I can just tell you one thing. The first HAM project is AAA rated, which is Malodpur Sadhuwali. And our equity IRR after the completion is almost 20%.
Okay. Thanks for the detailed response.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I'm not wrong, you said that we are already 11 in 930 crore worth of project.
923 crores, yeah. Southern bypass.
Yeah. So can you just give me a detail about that project?
So this project was originally also with us. We got it 2-3 years back for 703 crores. And now this project, because of the land availability was not there, so the government has cancelled that project and now they have come out with this project again and we have got this project 923 crores. We're expecting the LOI very soon.
And this is in continuation to our Ludhiana-Bhatinda package 2, which is for another 981 crores. And both the projects are strategically very, very good for us. And we already have a camp in about 5 kilometers of this project.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the last question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Only one question. Sir, we mentioned that we have bidded for Delhi Station Redevelopment Order, right?
Yes, yes, yes. We have four qualified bidders. We received an email today that it is opening on 6th now.
Sir, so what is the value of the project and what is our scope in that? Our share?
Our JV share is 51% and this project is worth 25 crores. And there are five bidders. Sorry, I'll check myself. There are five bidders.
And what is the value, you said?
It's close to 2,500 crores.
2,500?
Yes, yes, yes.
So of that, our APC share would be around 51%.
51%. We were the lead bidder.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Pleasure.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Jain for the closing comments.
For the conference call today, and thanks to all the participants for joining the call. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us. We are Orient Capital, Investor Relations Advisor to Segal India Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Segal India Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.